If he's not chasing you, it's because he doesn't want to. If he's not choosing you and leaving you confused, it's because he doesn't think you're worth it. Hi guys, I'm Bella Benson. Welcome to another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy with me on every Thursday. So today we have a solo episode. I'm really excited because I haven't done one of these in so long and I've been like really nervous to do one, but you know what? We got this. And today's episode is going to be a good one. Trust me. It's basically how are you going to go from a dumb bitch to a boss bitch? And you know how I know? Because I used to be just like you, but not anymore. Here's why. Okay, but before we get started, quickly want to shout out one of our sponsors today, which is Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve says that the best part of staying at home is playing at home. So take advantage of that downtime and choose almost any one item that they currently have at 50% off. When you do, you also get 10 free boredom-busting gifts, including 6 spicy movies, a 3-piece bonus kit, and best of all, free shipping. Yes, that's free shipping delivered discreetly right to your door. Just remember, you got to use offer code VIOLET50. That's VIOLET50 at checkout. Adam and Eve has thousands of products to make you glad that you're staying at home. I mean, sex toys make being at home so much more enjoyable, trust me. I mean, even shopping from home is more enjoyable when you're shopping for sex toys, you know? So go to adamandeve.com and use my offer code VIOLET50. Bye. Basically, first, I wanted to read some of the funny sex reviews that you guys have been leaving me on my podcast. If you can recall, last week on my podcast, I said from now on, moving forward, I'm going to constantly feature one or two of you every single one of my episodes. And all you have to do is go into my reviews on the podcast. So on the podcast reviews, give me 5 stars and write a review, whether it's a dating question that you want me to answer on the episode or you have a funny sex story. So first, I wanted to start with the hilarious sex story that, like, I mean, I can't. All right, so this is from my podcast reviews. This is shout out to Catherine, who was brave enough to tell me about this. Title, kinda circumcised, kinda not. Okay. Hey, Violet, love the podcast. Love the podcast, love the sarcasm, love the real mess. The one with Christine, it was like a natural friendship. So I just heard her on another podcast and she barely got a word in because the two co-hosts were talking so much to her. She was barely able to speak. Anyway, I guess that was just, you know, to my horn. But okay, let's get to it. Okay, so she said, sex story. So my boyfriend and I had always been creative to be able to literally get it in. So one day we're in my room at my parents' house where I lived at the time with my sisters. There's 3 of them. And we were super eager to have sex. I had a really, really, really short booty shorts on because back then I could rock them. And he was wearing shorts with a zipper. He successfully got in with only his zipper unzipped. Okay, he successfully got into her vagina. I think that's what she's saying. So he successfully got in with only his zipper unzipped and into my shorts through one of the short leg. We've all been there, ladies, right? Or is it just me? Okay, whatever. Just as we start going, we hear a pop. I remove myself and he said he didn't feel well, like he was going to pass out. I went to get him a towel as discreetly as possible and clean up and I noticed there was bright red blood everywhere. I knew it wasn't mine and I wasn't hurt. I come out to find him panicky, needing toilet paper. He goes home in a hurry after wrapping himself with toilet paper like a little jalapeno bomber. He calls me to let me know, although he hasn't been circumcised. He calls me to let me know when one of us pushed too hard, there wasn't enough room for him to push through his shorts. So his thin skin that held the foreskin, the skin that gave him a hood, had completely torn. So he's now not circumcised, but kind of. We're no longer together, so I'm curious how he explained that to his wife since he impregnated her very shortly after we broke up. I kid you not, when I read this, water flew out of my nose while I was drinking. But Catherine, you're so brave for telling the story. I hope your ex-boyfriend is okay. I can't even like think about that image in my head. But actually, I take that story and I top you with one. Here's my story with my first boyfriend who I lost my virginity to when I was like 18. We're at his house hooking up. We know nothing because we're each other's. Well, no, he was my first. he fucked other girls before me, whatever. Anyway, I know nothing. He's really inexperienced himself. And we start hooking up and he starts fingering me. And normally he fingers me like, you know, to be honest, when you first have sex, like, it's just like, it's not fun. Like, no one knows what they're doing. Like, you know, your first time is just like, it's not magical. That's why I feel really bad for girls who, like, you know, save themselves from marriage. It's like, damn, that sucks. Anyway, the point is that, so he starts fingering me, and his way of fingering me is to, you know, 10 minutes, you know, rubbing on my side of my thigh, then finally getting close to the clitoris, then missing it, then going somewhere else. Eventually he finds my labia, opens up my lips with his fingers, and he starts going down there. And instead of reaching to my clitoris, he starts just like rubbing with his finger somewhere between the clitoris and between the vaginal hole. And unfortunately, I guess he hasn't cut his nails anytime recently. So he's just moving around in that one area, I guess apparently scratching me with his nail without me realizing. And by the way, he's moving with his finger, like, also in circles with his fucking nail in between my lips. Not enjoyable, because it's not my vagina hole and it's not my clitoris. But of course, I'm so dumb. I'm just like, maybe this is sex. Like, maybe this is it. You know, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, he keeps moving his finger around, and I kid you not, suddenly he gets something on his finger. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it's so painful, literally so painful. And I just start, like, I just put my hand on my vagina. He pulls his hand out of my pants, and he looks down, and there's blood all over his hand. I jump out of the bed and I stand up, freaked out. And as I'm standing, there's blood dripping down my thighs on both sides of my leg. I'm so shocked. I just started shaking and I don't know how to react. So he has to run, grab a towel to wrap around me and lift me up and carry me outside his room into the bathroom. Luckily, his parents did not see us, and take me to the shower so I can start showering. And I'm just so shocked. I can't even move because it was so painful. Like, I think I couldn't even understand what just happened. So he puts me in the shower so I can, like, start washing off, like, the blood, because I'm just, like, soaking in blood. It just won't stop running down my legs. So then after I take a shower and I put on my underwear and hopefully I'm fine, we decide to go to the hospital. We go to the hospital to get me checked out. And when I go to the gyno, I get to the gyno and in the emergency. And as she's checking me, she goes, I'll be right back. And I'm like, okay. She comes back with another doctor and either an officer or detective or like a security guard, I don't know, but somebody with a badge, into the room. And she goes, we need to know if somebody has been abusing you. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And basically what happened was, my boyfriend, who's a fucking dumbass, you know, little virgin boy, with his finger, because he didn't know how to finger, he watched too much porn, but not enough, like, fingering porn, accidentally cut us a triangle from my labia with his finger. Every time he kept fingering me, he was just, you know, scratching me with a stupid ass nail. And he cut a little triangle out of my fucking vagina to the point that the gyno thought I was genuinely being physically abused by somebody. And she called the police and asked me if I feel safe and if I need, like, help or whatever to, like, get home or whatever it was. Like, anyway, so that's my story. That's me. All right, moving on. Quick shout out to one of our newest sponsors today on the podcast, Candid. We know there hasn't been a whole lot of things to smile about in the last couple of months, but things are getting better, hence, duh, my podcast is back. So I know you're smiling about that, because I know I am. But do you have a beautiful smile that you're proud of? No? Well, if you don't, my friends over at Candid can help you. Candid are clear aligners that are comfortable, removable, and totally invisible, unlike wire braces. You can transform your smile without anyone ever even noticing. Your treatment is prescribed and monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. The average Candid treatment is like 6 months, and you'll start seeing results way before that. And the costs on average are 50% less than Invisalign. I wish someone told me that before I spent a fortune on Invisalign. With Candid, your treatment includes remote monitoring by the same orthodontist who created your plants, you never have to wonder how you're doing. You'll always know. And I love that. Also, I feel like it's never too late to fix your teeth to have a beautiful smile. So if you're ready to take the first step towards getting your dream smile that you just can't wait to show off, then just get started today from the comfort of your own home with Candid's risk-free starter kit and $75 off. So go to candidco.com/violet and use my promo code Violet. That's candidco.com/violet. My promo code Violet for your risk-free starter kit and $75 off. candidco.com/violet. My promo code Violet. Keep smiling. Mwah. The next question from my podcast reviews, Nadia from Canada, asked me about nipple piercing. She said she's been thinking about getting a nipple piercing, but she's not sure if she should get one. And what do I think about nipple piercings? Here's my thoughts. I do have my nipple pierced. My left nipple is pierced. And when people ask me, like, how come you only have one pierce? And I'm like, well, listen, okay? Like, what if you're dating somebody and they don't like nipple piercings? You're like, okay, bet. No big deal. Focus on my right titty. Oh, cool. Tonight you want to be daring. Tonight you want to get down. Tonight you want to be with a different girl. Tonight you want to be with my alter ego. Perfect. Focus on my left titty because that's where I got my nipple piercing. You know, so you can kind of like play around. You don't like nipple piercing? Right one. You love nipple piercings? Left one. It's just like, it's kind of like a buffet and I'm all of it. And like what I love about having like one nipple pierced, one nipple is not, is that basically it's just like one titty, which is my left titty. That's my party titty. She's wild. She sleeps around. She's always drunk. She's always blacking out. It's like, you know, this girl, she needs some help. But, you know, she's having fun. She's going through her college days right now. My right titty, she's a responsible one. You know, she goes to sleep at 9, cancels on her friends. When her friends cancel plans, she's super happy. She keeps a good diet. She exercises every day. She's a good girl. She goes to school. She studies. She wants to be an attorney one day. That's my right titty. My left titty, she doesn't know what she's doing yet. But you know what she is doing? She's having fucking fun. And I love that for her. So that's my titties. I'm glad you guys got to know them. Okay, so now my last question is from Chelsea from Australia, who asked me, Violet, how do I stop being a dumb bitch? This was a DM question. Before I answer that, which is literally the whole premise of the podcast, I would like to remind you guys that if you want me to either feature you on my podcast, all you have to do is go on my podcast reviews, give me 5 stars, and then write either your hilarious sex story, and I'll make sure to like shout you out, or ask me for a dating question, and I'll make sure to answer it, and I'll respond to it by reading the reviews. I read all the reviews. I love all of them. They literally make me laugh so hard, and I love you guys. But I think it's time to get into the episode, you know? Let's get started. Okay. So she asked me, Violet, how do I stop being a dumb bitch? Well, let me tell you. You know, being a dumb bitch is part of life before you get to be the boss ass bitch. And if you think I've never been a dumb bitch, no, sweetie. I was just like you not too long ago. Literally, I would say beginning of the year, I was just like you. You asked me, what do you mean, Violet? What do you mean? Let me tell you about that, okay? Because in order to be a boss bitch, you gotta be a dumb bitch first. And I wasn't just a dumb bitch. I was the queen of dumb bitches, okay? I was the queen of the dumb bitch club. I was not just the queen. I was actually the CEO of the dumb bitch club. I was a founder of the place. Yeah. So you want to speak to the manager? Because yeah, that's me. I was also the manager of the dumb bitch club. So I got you. So basically, the old me, because I've changed, I would just like fall in love with whatever I thought the love was, because I just like loved the idea of love. And anyone that stuck around for like, you know, more than 6 minutes, I was like, all right, you'll do. Let's do this. And then when I tell you that I used to have low standards, I mean, it was low, like lower than that tattoo that girl in your school with daddy issues had on her back that said daddy issues. It was like lower than the Frankie B's those girls used to wear that I could never pull off. It was, my standards were so low at this point this year after when I raised my standards finally, you know, when I asked for a guy to have a job. So before that, they were just low. My standards were so low that they used to be like, just be nice to me. You have a car? I love that. That's it. Like, that's how low my standards were. And when I say that I used to be a dumb bitch, like I said, it was literally up until a couple of months ago. So I was such a dumb bitch that at one point, the beginning of the year, I feel like I was kind of in a low place in my life, like every year, every other month. And I was dating this guy who was like the worst for me. And then when we broke up and I was like not over him and I kept like talking about him to my friends. My friends were like, dude, if you make a pros and cons list, you're going to see that like he's just like not the right guy for you. You're going to see that he sucks. And I was like, okay, you're right, you're right, you're right. So I made this pros and cons list, and I kid you not, I feel too bad to read the list, but the pros and cons, the pros were literally like four things of pros. Like, he drives me around. He's nice to me sometimes. He calls me. He doesn't really go out that much, so like I kind of know where he's up to all the time. He likes movies just like me. That's it. The cons was a page and a half. Like, he can't get his dick up. We're not fucking. He doesn't like to go down girls. My dad literally cried when he found out that we were dating. He's an ex-coke addict. He's an ex-alcoholic. He doesn't have a job. He still lives at home. He doesn't motivate me. He's got a small dick, which is fine. You know, whatever. I mean, the list goes on, you guys. I let all of that go. I write the list. I read the list. I see all the cons. And guess what my dumbass does? You think I learned my lesson? No, because that's not what a dumb bitch does. I read that list a few times every single day. And then what happens? Do I get over it? No. I pick up my phone and I text him and I tell him, you're the one. You're my person. This is it. I think I'm your match. You're my match. I should have never let you go. We should be together. And he goes, I am not. I don't think so. No, thank you. Goodbye. And I was like, all right. Okay, well, sounds good. Yeah. And that's a little bit about me. So anyway, I just want to make you guys feel better about how I used to be a dumb bitch. But don't worry. After that, now, months later, quarantine has helped me grow as a person, and I've changed. I'm done with that shit because I got confidence now. I got all the confidence that I needed. And guess what happens? When you get confidence, girls, you stop chasing men like that because you know your worth. Quick shout out to another one of our sponsors today, which is Ship App. As you know, cuffing season is coming up, and with quarantine already happening, there's nothing worse than being alone during quarantine and cuffing season, which is why I would love to recommend this new dating app that I've been trying lately called Ship. That's S-H-I-P. Ship is different because you can invite your friends to swipe on guys for you. So if you are terrible at dating and make terrible decisions like me, what better way than to have your friends do it for you? Maybe finally you won't be single anymore. So this is how it works. If you're single, you can invite friends to swipe for you. The best part, if you're not single, you can still join Ship and you can help your friends out. You don't need to make a profile or anything like that. You can just join your friend's crew and start swiping. So it's really cool. You and your friends can just have a ton of fun on Ship. One of the fun things about Ship is that there's a group chat with your crew. So if you suck at starting conversations with guys, which by the way, can't relate, but sucks for you, then your friends can just start it for you or tell you what to say on the app. There's also this really cool activity feed where you can see how your friend is swiping. And if they are being way too picky or not picky enough, you can totally call them out on it. So it's basically like stalking your BFF without leaving your house, which I love. So date someone your friends already like. Download Ship, the app, that's S-H-I-P, and it lets you swipe with friends. Search for Ship Dating in the App Store to start swiping today. I'll see you guys there. And I recently realized that I've been dating a lot of the same men, but in different bodies. And that's when it dawned on me that I'm not meeting all these shitty men because the universe is out to get me. That's not the case. I'm literally accidentally manifesting it on myself. And the universe is just giving me exactly what I'm asking for because I haven't learned my lesson yet. Thoughts literally create reality. So you will always be continuously attracting people who are going to give you what you fear if fear remains more dominant than confidence. And what that means is that if you're constantly saying like, oh, every guy cheats on me, like every time I date a guy, he's always cheating on me, your brain is literally thinking about that. And you know, guess what happens? You end up dating a guy, he ends up cheating on you. And you're like, yep, exactly, that's what I thought. I always get cheated on. No, bitch, because you literally accidentally attracted that. Or you're thinking like, you know, every time I date somebody, they're always emotionally unavailable or they always leave me. It's not going to work out. You end up attracting exactly those type of men who end up leaving you. So you have to start like thinking differently. And it goes the same thing with work. It goes with the same thing with everything. Your thoughts literally end up becoming your reality. And that's why it's so important to like clear your mind. And I think that also helped me realize like, oh shit, that's why I've been dating the same men. Because I kept thinking about the type of men that I keep dating, the type of men I don't want to date. And those were the type of men I was getting. And the universe kept testing me. Bitch, are you going to make the same mistake? And I was like, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to keep drinking this dumb bitch juice. And I'm going to keep making the same mistake and then complain about it. So Once I stopped choosing people that are wrong for me because of my need to be loved, I started loving myself. And I don't mean loving myself in the way that, like, yeah, totally. Every day now I wake up and I'm always like, oh, you're a queen. You're so beautiful. You're amazing. Kill it, baby. Like, no, guys. Trust me, it's normal. Like, I still have my bad days no matter how confident, how much I love myself. Like, I have days that I wake up and I look at myself in the mirror and I'm just like, who the fuck gave you the right to exist, you disgusting cow? You disgust me. You can tell this cow is on a plant-based, non-GMO, grass-fed diet. You know, like, who's ever gonna want to milk those titties, you filthy, disgusting whore? You know, just little cute compliments like that to myself. But I'm talking about that, like, loving myself in the way that, like, now I literally know exactly what I deserve, and I no longer allow people to use me or allow people with bad energy to enter or stay in my life. And I'm gonna get you there too. If it's not what this episode is gonna be with, like, the rest of my episodes or my solo episodes, but trust me, it may actually start with this episode. What you have to do is you have to start learning how to love yourself. And I'm still on this journey, you know? You have to love what you see in the mirror first, because you have to want to fuck yourself before expecting others to feel the same way. The only thing that's wrong with your body is that you think there's something wrong with your body, okay? Instead of trying to hide whatever it is you don't like about yourself, it's time to embrace it. For example, I'm super insecure, weirdly insecure about my toes. So what did I start doing? I started making jokes about it. So now it's like, no one else can ever make fun of me about it, because, you know, that's my joke now. It's my insecurity that I took charge of. And the way you can embrace it also, like, sometimes I feel like my arms are kind of fat or pale, and I just don't feel like they look like they're not sporty looking enough. So then I'll wear then a shirt that, like, maybe a shirt that covers my shoulders, but then I'll make sure it's tight enough that shows off then my small waist. So you just gotta figure out, like, how to make yourself feel beautiful, because it has to start with you. We're so busy these days trying to get a man to like us, we forget to ask ourselves whether we even like them. Like, bro, is he even good enough for you? Is he even good enough for me? Like, I feel like at one point I stopped asking that because I was so busy trying to be good enough for him. The mistake that you've been doing is that you've been thinking that you're playing a role in someone else's life. You're sitting there trying to be good enough for somebody else. It's like you trying to be like in all those movies, a romantic comedy where he's the main character and you're just there to be a potential love interest. Stop giving someone else all of you and putting them in front of you as if you're the extra in their movie. You gotta start learning how to be the star of your own show. Like, from now on, it's all about you. You're not some supporting role in someone else's life, no. They should be in yours. It's your show. So from now on, you start walking around, you're like, is that guy good enough for me? Can he be in my show? Is he gonna be an extra? Is he gonna be a reoccurring role? Like, let's figure out if he's even good enough for me. Subconsciously, we've been playing this love interest and giving the man the leading role, as if finding love with this guy is the most important thing in your life. Well, it's time to stop chasing, and instead it's time to take. You're the leading role. This guy, these guys, whoever they are, they have to start fighting for you, to get your attention. It's not going to be the other way around. Like, I used to want validation from a man so desperately that if a guy told me, like, short hair, guess what the bitch did the next day? Yep, my hair's short. Oh, you like pink hair? Oh, my hair's pink now. Oh, you like longer hair? Oh, this girl got a hair extensions. Oh, you like girls with makeup? I guess I'm wearing makeup nonstop. No, fuck that. Enough. Oh, you like short hair? Well, too bad, because my hair is long and you're going to love it on me, because there's no other bitch like me. So you're going to get used to this long hair. And if you don't like it, that's okay. You can go, because somebody else is going to appreciate it. You no longer have to audition for the leading role. Like, if you don't like my hair, that's okay. You don't deserve to be part of the leading role. I'm going to audition some other men. That's how you got to start looking at it from now on. We have to make those mistakes, and we end up trying to prove to some loser why we're good enough for them just because we want a commitment so bad. So, bitch, stop right there. I think not. And ask yourself first whether this guy's even worthy of your commitment. That happened to me recently. This guy I was talking to was like adding all these girls on Instagram, and then I was just like feeling really insecure. And then I was just like, oh, you know, yeah, I mean, I sucked his dick and he slept at my house and all of his friends slept at my house and they all drank my alcohol. And the next day I ordered them breakfast and they ate all my food because I wanted them to know like how amazing I am. And then I was just like, wait, stop right there. I was getting him the girlfriend treatment without actually getting the girlfriend title, because all I wanted him from him was to like me because he was so busy outing other girls. I suddenly felt competitive and I just want him to be mine. I didn't even for a second think, wait, is he even good enough for me? Once I stopped for a second, I thought about it. And then I was like, wait, why am I trying so hard? I haven't even vetted this guy. I was so busy trying to make him like me, I didn't even stop for a second to see if I like him. So that's why I'm saying it's time to change your perspective. And how do you do that? How do you change your perspective? Well, guess what, baby girl? You're a prize. From now on, you're gonna look at yourself like you're a prize because you are. You aren't made for men. Men are created for you. You're the prize and they need to win you over. Back in the old days, the biggest prize a man could have gotten was a woman's heart. Men went to war over a woman. They fought over a woman. They invented romance to win their heart, like Hans Shakespeare. They literally died for that pussy. Even in the old days, they knew how good that pussy was. They knew that the biggest thing a man could win back there was a woman. That was literally the biggest prize. That was their diamond. For a woman, you know, she gets a diamond. For a man, winning a woman over was like getting that diamond. So when exactly did we forget that we were the prize? When did we start making it a little too easy for these men? When a man wants you, just like everything else in his life, they're hunters. So he will chase it to try and get it. So if, baby, if he's not chasing you, it's because he doesn't want to. If he's not choosing you and leaving you confused, and I learned this the hard way, by the way, it's because he doesn't think you're worth it. You think your man has commitment issues? You think your man's not romantic when men literally invented romance? No, sweetie. That's because he realized somewhere down the line that he doesn't need to do any of that to keep you around since you're still here. This whole bullshit about men being emotionally unavailable is just what that is, bullshit. Have you ever noticed that you date somebody and they're like so emotionally unavailable, yet 3 months later, out of nowhere, they end up, you know, the next girl they date, they end up getting married to that girl so easily? Yeah, I guess after all, they weren't emotionally unavailable. They were just too emotionally unavailable for you. But that girl, she didn't give it up that easily. That girl respected herself. That girl made him work for it. And when I'm talking made him work for it, I'm not even talking about her pussy. I'm talking about her as a person. I'm talking about her energy. I'm talking about her time. She didn't just jump in because she was just so ready to be loved. She first vetted him to even see if he was good enough for her. And he knew. And that's why he decided to stick around. That's why he wanted to fight for her. And once a man feels like he's fighting for something, then it's so much more worth it when he finally gets to have it. So next time you go on a first date with a guy and he's like, so what do you bring to the table? None of that anymore. It's like, bitch, I am the fucking table. And I'm not even sure yet if you can sit at this table. That's the kind of confidence you need to start having. That's the attitude I'm expecting from you. Quick shout out to another one of our sponsors today, which is Woo More Play. Today we're here to talk about one of my favorite things, which is self-care. Only now in 2020, with quarantine and everything that's happening, let's talk about sex care, because it's just as important, if not more, if you ask me. All about being the best version of myself, whether it's fitness, wellness, nutrition, relationships. Well, not so much relationships, but definitely when it comes to sex. So, Woo More Play is the all-natural sexual wellness brand that takes your sex life to the next level. They've got a cover from start to finish with their coconut love oil, freshies, and now quickies. So you can take your better sex life on the go, even if it's in the living room or like to your kitchen. I always use their freshies towelettes before sex because they're made with coconut water and smell amazing. So I always feel super confident, especially after a quickie in between Zoom meetings. If you're having that, because I'm not having any sex right now. You know what I mean? So these days, I'm even keeping them in the car for an easy way to clean my hands in between grocery runs. So for the best sex ever, you have to try Woo's Coconut Love Oil. And I've talked about this on my other podcast, how important these little oils are when you're having sex. Trust me, it's life-changing. So this one is made with organic coconut oil. And even though we use it for everything, like foreplay, sex, massage, whatever, it's edible. So that's pretty cool. It tastes like vanilla cupcake, no joke. And highly recommended testing that one for yourself. So head over to woomoreplay.com/violet for 20% off your order of Woo. You're welcome, guys. So just head over to woomoreplay.com/violet for 20% off your order of Woo. That's 20% off love oil and more at woomoreplay.com/violet. Or use my promo code Violet at checkout for 20% off. Woomoreplay.com to start spicing it up today. So trust me, you're going to want to keep coming back for more. Enjoy. And I'm not here to shame anyone. Like, if you love to have sex, you just want to fuck, you don't really care if the guy likes you or not, like, you're not trying to date, like, baby, go off, like, you're good. This is really about the girls. If you're in a different period in your life and you're ready to be loved, you're ready to date somebody that, you know, that loves you back, ready to date somebody that doesn't want to play games with you, if you're ready for something more, then I'm asking you to slow down before you jump in. And not because of the whole bullshit again of like, oh, well, he won't respect you if you're going to jump into bed with him. No, I don't care about that. Do whatever you want. Because it's not about him respecting you. Who gives a fuck what he thinks? It's about you now respecting yourself. That's what really matters. Does this man even deserve your time, let alone your body? Figure that out first before you're going to give all of yourself to him. That's what I mean when you need to start respecting yourself. Lust may get you in the door, but baby girl, it does not get you in the house. Remember that. If you just meet a guy and all you want to do is just offer him your body because you want him to like you, if you give him up everything like that for free, watch how quickly you're going to get nothing in return except your time wasted. And yes, I've heard those stories of the exceptions. Well, like, well, that's not true. My friend fucked this guy. They were just like fuck buddies. And now they're married and they have a baby. That's great. That's great that happened to your friend. But guess what? That hasn't happened to you. And it may not happen to you because she was the exception. She was the rare case. And it just happened. But for most girls like us, it just doesn't happen. And that's okay. If you were the exception, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now and agreeing with me, looking for answers. So before you bark at me for telling you the truth about not jumping into bed with a guy a little too fast, I'm also telling you not to jump into a relationship with him too fast. I'm also telling you not to give him all your energy, not to give him all your time, not to give him all your personality. I'm telling you to hold back and first figure out how to respect yourself and how to love yourself before you're gonna just like, you know, jump into somebody to validate you. So again, I'm not here to shame you. I'm doing actually quite the opposite. I'm here to empower you because somewhere along the lines, you and I, we both forgot how much you have to offer and how much I have to offer. That's why I say you and I. Somewhere along the lines, you forgot how much you have to offer. And I'm here to tell you that you're more than just your body. If all you have to offer a man is sex, then that's not going to last that long. Yes, you may get him for a couple of fucks. You may get him for a couple of dates because men love new pussy. That's why men cheat. It's still nice. It's still enjoyable for them. They love to try something new. They enjoy the chase for 2 seconds and then they get over it. That's where there's that saying, the show me a Victoria's Secret model and I'll show you somebody that's sick of fucking her. Because even if you think your vagina is so fire, guess what? It's just like every other vagina. You need something else that's attached to the vagina that's special. And I think somewhere along the lines, you forgot how special you were and you thought that all you had to offer was your sexuality and your vagina and your body. And I've been there too, trust me. I mean, have you seen my Instagram with my thirst traps? That's how you know when I'm going through something. Trust me, you know? So you gotta have a foundation that, and I've learned that now. You need a foundation with a man before you can take it to the next level and you can like, you know, offer him your petunia. Because when you rush into things a little too fast, it dies as fast. When you rush into things, because that's why when things start out super fast, it dies even faster. My body to me now is a prize. And I don't think everyone deserves a taste of it, honestly. Especially if they didn't earn it. My time, my energy, same thing. Not everyone deserves a space in your heart, a touch of your body, a room in your head. And this is one thing that people don't understand, and I want to make it very clear. When you're sleeping with a new guy, it's not just your vagina that you're giving him or your body or you. This man is literally putting himself inside of you. He's literally transferring all of his energy into you. And he's literally taking away your energy. He's literally emptying you out. And that's why you have to be very careful who you sleep with. You have to be very careful who you give your energy to. One time, a long time ago, I was dating this guy who was so negative. He was just like always talking shit about all of our friends and was putting everyone down. Don't get me wrong. He had the nicest dick I've ever seen. Like, he literally put his dick inside of me and I was just like roll my eyes backwards. And it was like, ugh, uncircumcised, beautiful dick. I was obsessed with it. And damn, I miss that dick sometimes, but I don't miss the thing that was attached to him. I just thought it wasn't a big deal, you know? It's not a big deal. Yeah, he's a shit talker. I'm just going to ignore it. Well, guess what? When he was putting his dick inside of me, he was also putting all of his negative energy inside of me, and I was soaking it all in, and I was taking it all in. Women, we are sensitive human beings. Our energy is so powerful. It's so beautiful. You don't want to mix it up with somebody else's negative or negative energy. And I know it sounds like bullshit, but I'm telling you, that's for a fact. When you fuck a guy and you feel scientifically your hormones get attached to him, you know when you finally, when it finally goes away? After your period. Because it finally releases out of your body. So it's literally scientifical. It's literally a scientific fact about how much it affects you when somebody goes inside of you. So it really is important to protect your energy. It really is important to, so like, yeah, if you don't care about the whole thing about like respecting yourself, because you know, that's BS, then at least respect your energy. All of this quarantine, I changed my perspective and I feel like I started to date men that deserved me. And if you're wondering, okay, like V, shut the fuck up. You're literally still single. I'll tell you what. I used to be, a couple of months ago, a year ago, I was single because I was choosing to date all the wrong men. And those men, because I needed their validation, those men were letting me go. And I kept staying single because I was dating shitty guys. The reason I'm single now is because I finally know my worth and I respect myself. So now when I date a man, I no longer want to be his girlfriend. Now when I date a man, I'm like, wait, is he even good enough for me? And guess what? The guys that I've dated so far, they have some good traits that I like, but they don't have all of them. So then I say, no, thank you. Bye-bye. And I keep going. Do I even fuck these guys? No. They have offered me to go on vacations. Every single one of them sent me flowers. I've gotten more flowers this year than I have in my lifetime. I've gotten more flowers actually in the past couple of months during quarantine. And it's like bouquets of flowers, like literally $200 worth of flowers from each guy. And that's without me even kissing them. So if you want to pretend like there's no difference there, I think there is. And I still sometimes decide that they're not good enough for me. Because why settle for a great dick when you can get a great man attached to it? Why settle for a friendship when you can get both love and great companionship? We need to stop being these dumb bitches that if we get one thing, we're like, oh, it's good enough. Why can't we have both? And we can. It's just all about how you view yourself. When you start to see your worth, you start shedding that dead weight of all those loser men you used to date. They're not good enough for you. And then you start to attract the people who see your worth. Those are the people you want around. And even then, they may not be that great enough for you, but they don't treat you like shit. You're just like, you know, you just friend zone them because you want something better. It is what it is. You don't owe anyone your kindness until they earn it. And even once these men earn it, you have to continue to make sure that they're maintaining it in order to keep your attention. It's no longer a priority for me to chase anyone. And don't get me wrong, I still feel lonely at times. And yes, like I said, I am single, but it's not because I'm choosing the wrong people anymore. Like I used to be so desperate chasing men just for them to validate me, just to feel love, but that's not who I am anymore. Now it's my choice. And that's the best choice. When I'm single by choice is like, you know, when that's when you reach your confidence. I am now the one deciding that men are coming my way if they're good enough for me. It's literally me ending it right away when I don't see someone being enough for me. I'm no longer dimming my own light because of other people's insecurities. So if there's one thing I can leave you with from this whole podcast with my Don't Be a Dumb Bitch boot camp, obviously this won't be the last episode, but if there's one thing I can leave you with this episode, it would be this. People think that the hardest part about dating is finding someone, but actually the hardest part about dating is finally letting go of the wrong people. We tend to be so stubborn that we hold on to things for a little too long, trying to fix something that's clearly so broken. Aren't you tired of choosing people that never choose you? Why do you keep fighting for people that treat you like an option? You keep saying that you deserve better, but yet you stay. It's time to move on. It's time to let go. It's time to release yourself from the past. It's time for a fresh start. It's time to open your heart to everything that you've been waiting for. Because believe me, you're going to get it soon, very, very, very soon. I promise you. But first, you have to trust in yourself and believe that you deserve better. You have to start talking to yourself and about yourself like someone you love. You deserve that. That's the least you deserve. You're never going to find happiness if you're going to keep searching for it in other people. You're just not. You have to find it inside yourself first. When you finally realize that you're more than enough for yourself, you'll never have to worry about being enough for someone else. The truth is, if you loved yourself so passionately as much as you love the idea of a man's validation, you'd be unstoppable. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but repeat after me, okay? I owe myself a huge apology for putting up with people who took advantage of me, for putting up with people who didn't deserve me just because I wanted to be loved. Now take a deep breath and forgive yourself for not knowing any better. I want you to know, wherever you are, that you're amazing and I'm proud of you. All those moments that you thought you couldn't survive, all those people that you thought you couldn't live without, and look at you still breathing, alive and well. You're so much stronger than you think you are. Don't ever, ever let anyone else dim your light again, princess. Better days are coming, but it needs to start with you, okay? I love you. Okay, guys, well, that will be the closing of my podcast. I know this episode was somewhat short. If you want longer solo episodes, you know, let me know. Again, if you have any dating questions or relationship questions or anything you want me to talk about in the future, all you have to do is go to the podcast, app, scroll down, give me a 5 stars, and then write in the review what you want me to talk about and any advice that you want to get. And if you have a funny sex story that you want to be featured on, you know, do the same thing and I will feature you. Anyway, you guys, I love you and I hope you have an amazing, beautiful day. As beautiful as you, okay? Don't forget to love yourself. Mwah. Bye, guys.